بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the points of benefit on Hajj and ruling, and now we have reached the discussion on what the Hajj shall do after the two rak'ah behind the maqam of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. After the two rak'ah, if he intends to make the sa'i, which is the tripping between Safa and Marwa, between the hillocks of Safa and Marwa, then he goes to touch the black stone if possible. Otherwise, he points at it and then moves. And then he goes to Zamzam to drink Zamzam water as much as he can, and then pour some of it on his head. After that, he proceeds to the little hillocks of Safa from any of the easy paths he can take, and if he draws near to the Safa, he recites the following: Inna Safa wal Marwata min Sha'air Allah. He recites 2:158. إن الصفا والمروة من شعائر الله. Verily, الصفا and المروة, these are the tiny or the small, little rather, hillocks, hills. Verily, الصفا and مروة are among the rights of Allah. Are among the rights of Allah. Because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam recited this. This is the first time when he comes to As-Safa. This is the first time when he comes to As-Safa. So he begins with the Safa. And walks on it until he sees the Kaaba. Then he directs himself towards the Kaaba, raising his hands. As he does in dua, and then makes remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as came in the sunnah. So when he is atop As-Safa, facing the Kaaba, raising his hands, he says the remembrances affirmed in the sunnah. From that is La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. There is no true God worthy of worship except Allah alone, without a partner. Lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. To him belongs the kingdom, and all praise belongs to him, and he is all able to do all things. لا إله إلا الله وحده أنجز وعده. There is no true God worthy of worship except him. أنجز وعده, he fulfilled his promise. وَنَصَرَ عَبْدَهُ, and made his slave Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم prevail. وَهَزَمَ الْأَحْزَابَ وَحْدَهُ, and defeated the clans alone. And defeated the clans all alone. So I repeat. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، وهو على كل شيء قدير. لا إله إلا الله وحده، أنجز وعده، he fulfilled his promise، ونصر عبده، and made his slave محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم prevail، وهزم الأحزاب وحده، and he defeated the clans all alone, all together, alone. Then makes dua after this remembrance. And then repeats this remembrance one more time, then another time, then the third time, three times altogether. Then he steps down, walks down from the Safa, walking in the direction of Marwa, until he reaches the green light or the green mark. There he takes a brisk walk between the two green lights, hurries, as long as there is no harm to himself or to others, as long as there is no harm to himself and to others. In this case, he shouldn't run. So he runs between the two green lights, and this area is the valley where Ismail tripped down in the valley in her checking for her son and for the water. In the story of her great endeavor in this land where Ibrahim alayhi salam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, where he left Ismail, Ibrahim brought her and her son Ismail while she used to nurse him at her breast to a place near the Kaaba. Under a tree on the spot of Zamzam, at the highest place in the mosque. During those days, there was nobody in Mecca, as the Prophet ﷺ is telling us, nor was there any water. So he made them sit over there and placed near them a leather bag containing some dates and a small water skin containing some water, and set out homeward in direction of Palestine. Ismail's mother followed him, saying, Ya Ibrahim, this is in Bukhari and Muslim, and this is the narration from Bukhari. It's a lengthy hadith. We'll give you the reference, volume 4, 583. She said, Ya Ibrahim, Aina tadhhab wa tatrukana وتتركنا بهذا الوادي الذي ليس فيه إنس ولا شيء. She said, Oh Ibrahim, where are you going, leaving us in this valley where there is no person whose company we may enjoy, nor is there anything to enjoy? فقالت له ذلك مرارا وجعل لا يلتفت إليها. She repeated that to him many times, but he did not look back at her. فقالت له: الله أمرك بهذا؟ الله الذي أمرك بهذا؟ Has Allah ordered you to do so? قال: نعم. He said yes. قالت: إذن لا يضيعنا. She said, then he will not neglect us. ثم رجعت. فانطلق إبراهيم حتى إذا كان عند الثنية حيث لا يرونه استقبل بوجهه البيت. And on reaching the Thaniya, which is a high place where they could not see him, he faced the Kaaba and raising both hands invoked Allah saying the following prayers: ربنا إنني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم حتى بلغ يشكرون. O Lord, I have made some of my offspring dwell in a valley without cultivation by your sacred house in order, O our Lord, that they may offer prayer perfectly. So fill some hearts among them, among men with love towards them. And O Allah, provide them with fruits so that they may give thanks. وَجَعَلَتْ أُمُّ إِسْمَعِيلُ تُرْضِعُ إِسْمَعِيلُ وَتَشْرَبُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ الْمَأْ. So Ismail's mother went on suckling Ismail and drinking from the water she had. حتى إذا نفد الماء في السقاء عطشت وعطش ابنها. When the water in the water skin had all been used up, she became thirsty and her child also became thirsty. وجعلت تنظر إليه يتلوى أو قال يتلبط. فانطلقت كراهية أن تنظر إليه. So she started looking at him, tossing in agony. She left him, for she could not endure looking at him. فوجدت الصفا أقرب جبل في الأرض يليها. So and she found that the mountain, the hill of Safa, was the nearest mountain to her on that land. فقامت عليه. So she stood on it. ثم استقبلت الوادي تنظر هل ترى أحدا فلم ترى أحدا. So she started looking at the valley keenly so that she might see somebody, but she could not see anybody. فهبطت من الصفا حتى إذا بلغت الوادي. Then she descended from Safa, and when she reached the valley, رفعت طرف درعها. She tucked up her rope. ثم سعت سعي الإنسان المجهود, and ran in the valley like a person in distress and trouble. حتى جاوزت الوادي, till she crossed the valley. ثم أتت المروة فقامت عليها, and then reached the Marwa mountain where she stood and started looking, expecting to see somebody, but she could not see anybody. She repeated that, running between Safa and Marwa 7 times. Ibn Abbas, the narrator of the hadith, said, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, فذلك سعي الناس بينهما. This is the source of the tradition of the walking of people between them, between Safa and Marwa. فلما أشرفت على المروة سمعت صوتا. And when she reached the Marwa for the last time, she heard a voice. فقالت صهن, تريد نفسها. She heard the voice and she asked herself to be quiet. صح. And listened attentively. ثم تسمعت. فسمعت أيضا. She heard the voice again and said, قد أسمعت إن كان عندك غواث. Oh, whoever you may be, you have made me hear your voice. Hear your voice. فإذا هي بالملك عند موضع زمزم. And behold, she saw an angel at the place of Zamzam. فبحث بعقبه أو قال بجناحه. He digged the earth with his heel or his wing.
حتى ظهر الماء till water flowed from that place. فجعلت تحوضه وتقول بيدها هكذا.
She started to make something like a basin around it using her hand in this way.
وجعلت تغرف من الماء في سقائها وهو يفور بعد ما تغرف.
And she started filling her water skin with water with her hands, and the water was flowing out after she had scooped some of it. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, يرحم الله أم إسماعيل لو تركت زمزم, أو قال لو لم تغرف من الماء لكانت زمزم عينا معينا.
May Allah bestow mercy on Ismail's mother, had she let the zamzam flow without trying to control it, or had she put, she not scooped from that water to fill her water skin, zamzam would have been a stream flowing on the surface of the earth.
Then the Prophet ﷺ further added, فشربت وأرضعت ولدها, then she drank water and suckled her child.
فقال لها الملك, so the angel told her, لا تخاف الضيعة, don't be afraid of being neglected.
فإنها هنا بيت الله.
فإنها هنا بيت الله.
For this is the house of Allah which will be built by this boy.
يبني هذا الغلام وأبوه.
This is the house of Allah which will be built by this boy and his father.
And Allah never neglects his people. وأن الله لا يضيع أهله.
To the end of the hadith. From this, we know that the hikmah, the wisdom of As-Sa'i is to remember the state of Ismail. Nowadays we make Sa'i, we don't seek what Ismail was seeking from water and food. We seek something else. We seek something else. And that is ridding ourselves from the thirst of sins. Ridding ourselves from the thirst of sins. So, in these walks of sa'i, the person makes the remembrances which we mentioned earlier on the Safa, he makes them on the Marwa, because the Prophet ﷺ made these remembrances on the Safa and he did them on Marwa. As to what the person may say during the Sa'i, in the 7 rounds of Sa'i, he may say any remembrance or invocation, or recites the Quran, because there is no specific dhikr, remembrance, for these walks. And what people see around them from seeing others reading in books specific invocations for each walk between Safa and Marwa, this has no basis. This has no basis. So, the person continues tripping back and forth between the two hills, repeating the same supplication on each hill, thus to complete 7 trips. Each trip is the one between Safa and Marwa. Between Safa and Marwa is one, and between Marwa and Safa is one. Now, what are the conditions of Sa'i? What are the conditions of Sa'i? The first, that the Sa'i must be after the Tawaf, the ritual Tawaf. After the ritual tawaf. And the ritual tawaf is that of Umrah or Hajj. Is that of Umrah
or Hajj or Tawaf of arrival. The ritual Tawaf is that of Umrah or Hajj or Tawaf of arrival, upon arrival. Now, the second condition is the starting point is from As-Safa. The starting point is from the Safa Hill. So if he starts his first trip from the Marwa, then the first trip is invalid. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started the verse in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:158, Inna As-Safa wal Marwa. So he began with As-Safa. No. And also because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَبْدَأُ بِمَا بَدَأَ اللَّهُ بِهِ. I start with what Allah started. And Allah started by mentioning As-Safa. And this hadith is sahih. Second, he should complete the trip between Safa and Marwa. Completion of the trip between Safa and Marwa. It's not condition upon him to go all the way to the top of Safa or the top of Marwa. But rather, at the edges of them, at the beginning of the elevation. But if he goes to the top, then this is praiseworthy. Yani what's beyond the elevation, the initial elevation, is praiseworthy, but not obligatory. The third condition is completing the seven trips. The third condition is completing the seven trips. If less, then it is invalid. If less, then it is invalid. The fourth condition is successiveness. No pause. Because again, the sa'i is worship, one worship. However, if there is a slight pause, like if someone has urgency to respond to the call of nature, then there is no harm upon him to go, then resume from where he stopped. Concerning the intention, as we said with respect to the tawaf, the intention for sa'i is part of the intention of the ritual. The intention of the sa'i is part of the intention of the ritual itself. So there is no specific intention for the sa'i. Then after that, after finishing the sa'i, there is shaving or trimming or clipping, shortening rather, the hair. Better to say shortening. Shaving or shortening to mark the end of the particular ritual, and the shaving should cover the entire head, same as the shortening. And what you see from some people clipping just a few hair here and there on the head, this is incorrect. cutting the hair is more praiseworthy than, I'm sorry, shaving the hair is more praiseworthy than shortening the hair, if in case of someone doing Umrah only, or doing Umrah with Hajj as in the Tamattu, if there is time, if he came early and there is time for his hair to grow somehow, or to grow to an extent where he can shave it later, he can have some hair to shave at the end of his complete Hajj, then that is more praiseworthy. Otherwise, if he has a short time after his Umrah for the Hajj, then in this case he shortens the hair so that he can leave some to shave at the end of his complete ritual of Hajj. Otherwise, he would not have anything of the hair to shave. This is, of course, with respect to men. The woman takes off the size of a fingertip. A woman takes off the size of a fingertip, almost half an inch of hair, from each of her braids. This brings the end of today's discussion on Hajj. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a benefit for myself and for all of you. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa